This is CPR News. I'm Corey Jones. The U.S. Supreme Court ruled today that LGBTQ employees cannot be fired based on sexual orientation. Ryan Payton is a lawyer and board member of the Center on Colfax, a Denver-based LGBTQ community center. They say this ruling can lead to other victories in landmark cases.
It opens up the door for additional challenges to discrimination based on sexual orientation and gender identity in other areas of federal law, for instance, housing, education, healthcare.
Colorado is one of 21 states that already has protections for LGBTQ workers. Former Governor John Hickenlooper is apologizing for a remark he made in 2014 that compared politicians to slaves. Here's CPR's Caitlin Kim.
Hickenlooper says, looking back at the video now, he recognizes his comments were, quote, painful. He apologized. The clip is from a 2014 Make-A-Wish Foundation event. It shows Hickenlooper comparing politicians to slaves rowing on ancient ships. Community activist Tay Anderson, who's supporting Andrew Romanoff, Hickenlooper's rival for the Democratic nomination for Senate, tweeted out the clip. He wants Hickenlooper to agree to equity and implicit bias training. In Washington, D.C., I'm Caitlin Kim, CPR News.
Alcohol delivery may stick around for a while after the pandemic. A bill approved by state lawmakers aims to let Colorado restaurants and other businesses still deliver alcohol or sell it to go. But the change would only last until next summer. Just one lawmaker opposed the bill. Now it needs a signature from Governor Polis. This is CPR News.